Well, I am a proud Tar Heel. I graduated UNC in 1987. I was senior class president and a cliffhanger when I was on campus. So I feel such a kinship to the university and certainly to this area. And I'm a Charlotte native, born and raised in North Carolina, and went to college here in Chapel Hill from 83 until I graduated in 87. And so much of what I loved about Chapel Hill is what I'm still loving today, the really wonderful eclectic restaurant scene, the quintessential college town. It's just so exciting for me to bring my show back here and really invite the viewers of my program to come and experience a little bit of what I did when I was a student.
Well, what can people expect with the live broadcast that's going to be happening on Wednesday night?
It's going to be a big, big production. We're going to have a full-blown television production here tomorrow evening at Wallace Plaza in Chapel Hill. And you're going to be able to see my show broadcast live right here in town. And all of my usual guests will be here. We're actually featuring a 2-cookbook set from Mama Dip, who is, of course, the owner and proprietor of Mama Dip's Country Kitchen on West Rosemary Street. So it's a great opportunity for us to showcase a little local Chapel Hill talent. At the same time, some of the favorite appliances and gadgets and cookware and types of things that we typically show on my program. But it's going to be a great opportunity for people who come out, who watch our show, to kind of see the whole thing live and in action. And for people who may not be as familiar with QVC, a great way to introduce them to what we do each and every day live on television.
How did you start or get your start in the kitchen? And what made you start cooking? What was the inspiration for that?
Well, you know what? I've been cooking since I was old enough to hold a spatula. I was raised by a single mom in Charlotte and the youngest of three kids. And mom taught all three of us to cook out of necessity. She was working full-time and really needed help in the kitchen. But I was the one that kept finding my way back into the kitchen, asking questions and wanting to help more. And mom was happy to have the help. And then as I got older and she was sure I wasn't going to burn the house down, she started turning some of the cooking duties over to me, which was great. But she and both my grandmothers taught me so much about cooking. And so I've had a lifelong love affair with food. And then cooking just came as a natural, following to all that. But when I started working at QVC, we're trained to sell just about anything that we have on the network. But over time, each program host falls into areas of interest and expertise, and mine always seemed to be in the kitchen. So I would do cooking shows as a regular part of my duties. And then about 6 years ago, we had a key cooking show on Sunday called In the Kitchen. And the host that had been doing that show for about 18 years retired and left the company. And I had been his designated hitter. Whenever he was away, I filled in for him. And so the show was then extended to me. But QVC really encouraged me to put my own handprint on it. I'm not a chef. I'm a home cook. I think a pretty good one. I've written a couple cookbooks. And so it's just one of the situations where I'm learning right along with our viewer. I like to call them foodies. So when we all get together in the kitchen, we're learning together, we're laughing together, and we're really enjoying great food.
Is there something that you have an enjoyment level that you reach with a dish, whether cooking or eating, that you don't have?
Oh, my gosh. I can, and my viewers know this very well, and I make no secret of it. I am the big kid who never grew up. I love macaroni and cheese in any form you make it. I have developed numerous recipes, whether it's a baked or a stovetop version, lightened up, different blends of cheeses. I've got a great recipe for buffalo mac and cheese. I just think it's the quintessential comfort food. If I have a culinary point of view, and I do, it's all about comfort food. And I believe that comfort food is wherever you come from and the food that you remember. You know, having been raised in the South, I was raised on beautiful Southern cooking, and that has always been the most comfortable cooking to me. But I've learned as I've met and interacted with our foodies from all around the country that comfort food is where you come from. It's the food you hope to come home to again and again. I always say if you come home from college for a weekend, it's the food that you hope your mom and dad will make that you remember from childhood that always made you feel safe and included and really comfortable around the table. We'll be live. We'll be live at 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. If you're coming out for the show, probably wise to get here around 7. And please bring your own lawn chair or blanket. There will be, of course, restroom facilities. It's my understanding there will be food trucks in and around the area selling food, so there'll be plenty of refreshments and that type of thing. But we're inviting everyone to come out and bring a lawn chair or a blanket and really experience a live television broadcast. And if you're a longtime fan of In the Kitchen with David on QVC, we are excited to see you. And if you're new to QVC and want to learn a little bit more about it, it's a great way to kind of see us in action.